Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So why do my colleagues across the aisle, so-called limited government people, suddenly want government to get in the way of the decisions that parents and their kids make together? Why do they want to stop children from getting medical care that has been proven to be safe and effective and helps them to live happily? Helps them to live. Just live.
Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Bob Onder on. And Bob, I don't know if you were subjected to that screeching voice during the testimony on this bill yesterday, but Pramila Jayapal has no problem aborting children in the ninth month, but she wants to talk about chemically castrating them being okay.
Yeah, I heard Representative Jayapal. I have the exquisite pleasure of serving with her on the House Judiciary Committee, so it's a regular feature.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Let's talk about this bill. You said this was this Congressman Crenshaw's bill, or whose bill was it?
Yeah. Yes. Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas had a bill that he's been working on for a number of years running. But yesterday, the last vote we took before leaving for the Christmas recess, we passed Dan Crenshaw's bill to defund pediatric transgender chemical and surgical mutilation in Medicaid. It's bad enough that these practices exist at all, but forcing taxpayers to pay for them is even worse. It passed on a nearly party line vote. I believe we did have a couple of Democrats. I've got to go back, but I do believe we had a handful of Democrats vote with us on this one.
Yeah, and then a few Republicans that voted with the Democrats, right?
This is disturbing that some Republicans think that the way to get reelected next November is to vote like Democrats. I mean, this is among Republicans. This is about a 95-5 issue. Among Democrats, it's about a 60-40 issue in favor of our position of protecting kids from these barbaric procedures. So I don't know what these Republicans are thinking.
Well, and fortunately, we've had pretty strong leadership here in Missouri to ban that practice over at Washington University, where they had the clinic.
Yes.
But as you mentioned, this is a red or blue state issue. In blue states everywhere, that kind of horrific medicine is still being practiced.
Yes, 27 states have protected kids from barbaric pediatric sex-denying so-called treatments, including Missouri. I mean, I'll tell you, though, talking about Republicans, the Republican Speaker of the Missouri House voted against protecting kids from pediatric transgender transition. But, actually more immediately impactful, because anything we do in the House has to clear the Senate and go to the president's desk, is yesterday we had a big press conference at the Department of Health and Human Services, led by Secretary Kennedy. I was honored to be asked to be there, I think because I am sponsor of the Chloe Cole Act, in which RFK Jr. announced three enormous things to protect kids from this barbarism. You know, first, to do essentially what Congressman Crenshaw's bill would do, which is defund these clinics and Medicaid. Secondly, and most impactful of all, I believe, to create a rule that hospitals that accept Medicare or Medicaid as a condition of participation cannot do these procedures, so to shut down their gender clinics. And then thirdly, conscience protections, because we know in the Biden administration they tried to consider transgender status a, quote, disability, and therefore anyone who refused to do pediatric gender care could lose their license or lose their Medicare participation. So enormous day yesterday to protect our kids from the barbarism of these quacks and just the hideous ideology of the activists.
Mark and I were discussing this morning about Trump reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule I drug to a Schedule III drug, and a lot of our listeners do not agree with our stance on that. What's your take on that move?
Yeah, I'm a physician who's been studying this for forever. And, we saw this playbook in Missouri, and unfortunately, both listening to President Trump's remarks and reading his executive order, he seems to have accepted the argument of the marijuana legalizers that, oh my gosh, this is such a wonderful and promising drug that in order to do research on it and on things like cancer chemotherapy, nausea and so on, that we have to reschedule it or legalize it. In Missouri, the moment we passed so-called medical marijuana, the marijuana legalizers were immediately on the path to push for recreational. The fact is, in federal law already, this was passed several years ago, at least a few years ago. In federal law already, for purposes of doing research on marijuana or cannabis or any of the derivatives like THC, it's already legal. It's already been legalized. Dr. Andy Harris worked on that bill years ago. So, unfortunately, every state where we've seen it, all this talk about the wonders of legalizing marijuana for terminal cancer patients, and sometimes they even go so far as to say this is how veterans ought to treat their PTSD is smoke marijuana. As soon as Big Pot gets their legalized medical marijuana, they go right to recreational. And at the end of the day, about 90% of the pot is consumed by people under the age of 30, not by folks with serious medical illnesses. So I was disappointed yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, as a medical doctor, because I know we've had people on here online and on our text line defending it, are there applications? I know I've known people that have been taking chemo who claim it helps them with nausea and things like that.
Yeah. Now, we do have FDA approved drugs like Marinol, which is, basically medical grade THC. And I don't deny that there's some role here. But I think what we saw yesterday with the rescheduling is a role for to move toward flat out national legalization. But the fact is, the feds have not been prosecuting, for some time. So we have de facto legalization right now, except when the cartels bring a ton across. But yeah, in nausea and chemotherapy, chronic wasting syndrome in AIDS, we don't see much, full-blown AIDS anymore. Maybe some neuropsychiatric conditions, chronic pain. I don't doubt that. But I think a big pot has used people with serious medical conditions as a conduit to getting full blown legalized marijuana, so they can make tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. It's really sad. I think those folks are being used.
I agree with that. I know we're talking to Congressman Bob Onder. You and I have discussed this before. The president once again mentioned yesterday his healthcare spending account idea, where he would give people money to go out and purchase their health care on the market, as opposed to the way it is now. And the way he described it, and I agree with him completely, is with these subsidies, it just gives the pharmaceutical companies permission to make as much money as they want, because they can charge whatever they want. The person buying it doesn't care, because they're subsidized anyway.
Yeah, actually, I think you meant to say the health insurance companies.
The health insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, 100%. That should be the approach to health care. And we did some of this in the Republican House health care bill that we passed on Wednesday.
Okay.
Basically, when Obama said, if you like your plan, you can keep it, he was lying. He outlawed your plans, and that was very clear. The Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, was written by and for the insurance companies. And that's right. We should be taking the approach of the consumer directing the money to buy the health care plan they want, instead of this one-size-fits-all Obamacare plan that's just dramatically increased the cost of premiums. And then, with these enhanced COVID-era subsidies, and COVID's been officially over for 2.5 years, it gets even worse, because there's a zero premium category, and we know that many millions, 7-8 million phantom enrollees exist, basically fraudulent claims or even people who don't exist at all. In one case, one Social Security number was used 126 times. Assuming at least one person exists there getting Obamacare insurance, that other 125 premiums are just checks to health insurance companies. No wonder health insurance companies are on Capitol Hill lobbying to renew the subsidies. Yeah.
Well, Bob, I'm sure you haven't downloaded any of the betting apps yet, since it's legal in Missouri. But if you were a betting man, would you bet the Democrats are going to shut the government down again in January just to grandstand on the health care issue for the midterms?
I hold some hope that there is a desire to get spending bills passed. I think although a lot of Democrats think the shutdown was good for them politically, they think that imposing the pain on the American people to grandstand about health care was good politically. Chuck Schumer doesn't think it was good for him personally, I don't think. So I would, if I were a betting man, I'd probably give it 50-50 odds.
Wow, interesting. Hey, listen, we appreciate you and want to wish you you and Allison and the family a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and Kim and the whole listening audience. It's been a blessed year, and I look forward to a great Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Congressman Bob Onder, 3rd Congressional District there, and on Christmas break now. So apparently that was the bill yesterday dealing with the transgender issue was their last vote. And then that's got to get through the Senate, so I don't know ultimately if it becomes law or not. I can't imagine 6 Democrats.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's voting for it.
Right. Big things to come.
Yeah, no kidding.
The next few weeks.
No kidding. All right, what's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
One of the things Charlie Kirk was best at was giving a microphone to the other side and saying, hey, let's have a conversation. Are we even still at this point capable of talking to each other in a civil way? Well, you know, I think a lot of us would agree CBS News is fake news, but they have an interesting idea that they'll be debuting next year that I'm a fan of.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.